Just in time, we are getting started with our heart-brain coherence session. Self-regulating technique that we practice every week. I always say practice this every day in a shorter version. And I've now on my IGTV channel a shorter 5 to 6 minute session where I'll guide you through the shorter version of this technique just for those that want to do this every day and ask for a little bit of help. If you do that guided meditation daily, and preferably in the morning, and you follow along, please don't do it more than 14 days in a row. After that, try to do it yourself without any guidance. That's the aim and goal most of the time. It's up to you, of course, but you might get used to getting being guided all the time, and that interferes with your normal meditation practice. Great. Heart-brain coherence meditation is the meditation technique or the self-regulating technique we do as a basis for all meditation and transformation techniques in the Transformational Meditation Group. If you want to know more about using meditation for transformation, self-healing, manifestation, really deep stuff, go to my website teamg.community. There you'll find a course called Shift, the Art of Transformation. Start again the 6th of April, but you can already reserve your spot. And that's a deep dive in that powerful tool that meditation is, including other techniques I learned there as I teach there as well. So feel free to go to the website teamg.community, and or if you're on Instagram, just go to my link in my bio and you can find more there. Let's get started. Very easy technique. Just follow along and I will explain during the session what we actually are doing. Okay, so I hope you found a comfortable position. Make sure you have good enough support. For those on Discord, I'm not forgetting you right now. If you type start tracker or tracker start, I have to say, in the chat, you will start your meditation tracker. Great. Please close your eyes. Let's start by centering ourselves. Take a nice, good, deep inhale through your nose. And exhale through your mouth, all the way out. Lower your shoulders, loosen your jaw. Another nice deep inhale through your nose. And exhale through your mouth all the way out. Feel yourself getting centered. Feel yourself getting ready. Ready for a little self-care, self-love. One more time. A nice good deep inhale. Exhale all the way out through your mouth. Very good. Let the day go. Breathe normally, but try to breathe a little slower and a little deeper than you usually would do. A little slower and a little deeper. This is just to tell your body that it is in a safe place. Also notice where you feel your breath the most. Maybe you feel your breath the most in your nostrils, or maybe in the back of your throat, or maybe you feel your breath the most in your chest or your tummy. Just notice where you feel your breath the most. And put your attention on that point where you feel your breath the most. And follow your breath. Notice how your breath goes in and out through that point. In and out. Just for a minute or so, keep following your breath. And notice the quality of your breath. Notice the colder air coming in and warmer air flowing out. And if you during this session notices that your mind has wandered off, your thoughts are all over the place, just gently and without judgment, get back to your breath. Once again, notice how that feels, that point where you're breathing through. Because now I want you to move that focus point, move your focus into your heart space. So focus on your heart. And I want you to imagine that you are breathing through your heart. So breathing in through your heart and out through your heart. In through your heart and out through your heart. Keep breathing through your heart, because when we breathe through our heart, we focus so much on our heart that we balance our heart rhythm, and by that we balance our nervous system. We get optimal flow of information through our nervous system, especially between the heart and the brain. So keep breathing through your heart. In a little while, we're going to boost our immune system by creating feelings and emotions inside of us. Joy, appreciation, gratitude, care, or compassion. It can help if you think back about a time in your life where you felt great joy or appreciation, gratitude, care, or compassion. So just think back about a time in your life where you felt joy, appreciation, or gratitude, or care, or compassion. This could be anything. This could be wonderful weather you had recently, you were so grateful for. This could be a gift you got that you appreciated so much, or the care you feel for a loved one or a pet. So an event in your life where you felt great joy, appreciation, gratitude, care, compassion. And while breathing through your heart, nice and calm, nice and slow, I want you to relive that moment from your life right now, as if it is happening right now. You see it in front of you. Visualize it, and not only see it in front of you, but also feel it. Let yourself be surrounded by it. Be there again in that moment. Make it as real as possible as you breathe through your heart and create those feelings of joy or appreciation, gratitude, care or compassion. And make it as real as possible and really go for it. Really go for it. Let every cell in your body vibrate with that feeling. It's okay if you feel a warmth coming over you. It's okay if you notice yourself smiling. Joy, appreciation, gratitude, care, compassion. Generate those feelings inside of you as you breathe through your heart. Let your body experience that moment one more time as if it is happening right now. So it can create all those hormones and physiology that corresponds to those feelings and emotions. That's how we boost our immune system. If you feel your body is filled with that emotion, filled with those feelings, just radiate it outwards. Keep breathing through your heart. Very good. Now in your next out breath, I want you to relax into that feeling. Relax into that state of being you are in right now. So breathe out, lower your shoulders and just relax into it. Be in that bubble. Keep breathing through your heart, but just relax into that state of being you are in right now. Enjoy it. Enjoy the moment. Totally relaxed. Great work. Now let's slowly get back. Slowly getting back to the group. Slowly getting back to the room you are in. By noticing the room you are in. Notice any sounds in the room. Take a good, nice inhale, and as you exhale, move your body back and forth and from side to side, slowly getting back. Slowly slowly getting back and wiggle with your fingers and toes. And when you are ready, open your eyes, welcome back. You can type back in the chat when you are back. Just enjoy the feeling. For those on Discord, you can type tracker stop. Well done. Great. Thank you for joining today. Great work. So like I said, this is a great technique to practice every day, especially in the morning, just to set also your state of being for the day. So if you are waking up every morning and thinking about all the difficult things you have to do for work, etc., you're not looking forward to it, try to create a new state of being, a different state of being in your morning already, and take that with you through the day and create that state of being, those feelings you want to have, those emotions you want to have already in your morning by doing this technique. The more the practice, the more you practice, the better you get at it, the easier it will get, and you can even try or start doing this during the day on your way to the meeting room, for example. So of course, with your eyes open, just breathing through your heart and creating the desired feelings and emotions inside of you. Works very well. But again, practice makes perfect. Therefore, I always say do this every day, and you don't have to do the long version like now, but go to my IGTV channel and you find a shorter version there with a short explanation as well. It's also on the website. So if you can't find it, just contact me. I will give you the link. Awesome. We'll be back again on Wednesday, same time. Then we do another astral journey, a fun visualization that where you explore consciousness and a non-locality of consciousness. So on Instagram, keep an eye on the stories, because there you can choose where you want to go. Maybe if you have a suggestion about the astral journey, maybe you want to travel to the forest. Yes, last week we did the rainforest. Maybe you want to take a boat over on the ocean. We have been to the moon and back again. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Maybe you want to meet a guide, a spirit animal. We just have fun with our consciousness and explore those meditative states and realms. So that's what we do with our astral journey on Wednesday. So I hope you will join us then as well. For now, have a wonderful rest of your day and evening. Take good care and namaste. Be safe, everyone.